Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. Ronald Holt is my first guest. We're down in Mississippi at the Sore Lipa Mall event, but guess what? Ronald showed up and I said, man, you got to do a podcast show. We have to talk about fishing in Mississippi during this hot weather and this period of time. And you go out there every year and you go out and do it and catch fish. So start with as summer comes into play, how do you pick when you think crankbait fishing's going to really start being good?
Temperature, I like the water to get up above 72.
Uh-huh.
That's when I think it's time to get serious crankbaiting. You know, I'll put the other poles up and pull the 20-foot PSTs out. I'll run a crankbait on bottom and a jig above it, 5-foot leader, and we put her in the wind, and it's time to go catch crappie. You catch them down here.
Yeah, during this time, that's the perfect time to go fishing.
That's right.
That's right. So let's talk about how your boat lays out and how it sets up. Are you pushing some in the front? You power yes. trolling in the front and pulling cranks in the back?
Yeah, I do both at the front and back. I have eight 20-footers at the front.
Uh-huh.
And
what are they? Which rods?
PSTs, a B&M PSTs.
Okay.
And great rods. I mean, great rods. And I'm still running 2-ounce weights.
Okay.
And lots of times I've done went to threes, but I've started using the Church Tackle planer boards, and I like the way they operate in the water better just using a 2-ounce weight
right.
versus a 3.
Yeah.
So, and I work everything off the back of the boat, comparing it to the front of the boat. So whatever uh-huh. I've got going on up there, if the fish is on my live scope, if I can see the fish at 6, 7, 8 feet, and I'll let my line down till my crankbait and jig is running in the strike zone, and then I'll set my back poles the same way. So that way, I like to use the same weight, same leader, same pole, you know, not the same pole back there. I'm using shorter poles, but I like to set everything the same. That way, there's no putting one at 20,
right.
you know, different depths, you know. I like to key in on what strike zone is there.
Okay, know. So tell us about the distance. So you talked about having a jig, and then it goes to a crankbait. Tell us that rig. How does it look?
Okay, I got a two or three ounce weight, and I'll have a leader, and I'll come down below that leader 1 foot, and I'll put a drop, I'll put a jig on it, and then I'll come down another 3 foot, and I'll put a crankbait on it. So you got a 5-foot leader total.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll just put my pole in my stand at the front and take off, and I won't put my back poles out till I'll see where the fish is at and get
right.
these poles adjusted. I use line counter reels. I roll them all the way up to the weight.
Uh-huh.
I zero them out, and then I let them down. And if the fish is at 8 foot, I'll probably have that pole out, line out at 10, 11, 12 foot, something like that, because I'm
right.
traveling, you know, 1.5 to 1.8. And then I'll see how much line I got out, and then I set my back poles exactly the same depth as my front
right.
poles.
Do you set them all the same?
Yes,
same
sir.
Same depth?
I'll set them all the same. Yeah. If I can see the fish, if I know where the fish is at,
uh-huh.
you know, old way of pulling crankbaits, you throw one out 50 feet, 75,
right.
100.
Yeah.
You fish in different depths. You did that. You didn't know where – you actually don't know where the – that
right.
you got a chart, but you don't know where that crankbait's at.
Right.
But when you can look at that screen and you let that line down and you key in on that depth.
Right.
And those fish are all at 10, 12 foot. There's no need to fish in this dead zone where there's not any fish.
Uh-huh.
So I put everything where the strike zone's at.
Yeah.
That way you know you got the best opportunity to catch fish.
So in the front, you're power trolling. Those are just lines that are just straight out and straight
right.
down with
right.
2-ounce weights.
Yeah.
And then in the back, that's where you've got your TX-12 Church planer boards.
That's right.
How many do you have out on each side? How many rods on each side?
Well, depending on how many people's in my boat.
Oh.
I have 4 poles per person. Lots of times I'll have four people. I have 16 poles. I'll have four right. planter boards on each side. So there you go. You got a. I'll at the back. I've got. I use a B&M, gunner rods.
Yep.
And they're actually a catfish pole, but man, they're great for this. And I use the same leader and the same weight.
Right.
And I just let the. I roll my line. I have a line counter on them too.
Right.
And I roll up the weight and let it out 12, 14, whatever matches my front poles.
Right.
And I clip my board on.
Uh-huh.
Then you just let it out probably 75, 100, 125, 150 feet
right.
out the side. Huh. And then just take off.
Right.
And when you catch a fish, you look out there and I got flags on them. If you see that flag bouncing, you know there's a fish on that line.
Right.
And just, I got a big boat, what I call a big boat.
You do have a big boat.
I have a 23-foot bay boat. And
and
you just walk across the back of it, opposite side that the board's on.
Uh-huh.
If your board's on the right-hand side, it's got the fish on it, you walk to the other side. And you just put the tip of your pole down in the water and go to reeling, and it'll just pull that board right out of line of those other three.
Uh-huh.
And you don't have to adjust those or move them, and you just pull it right up back to you, and you take your fish off and let it back out. And it'll fall straight behind the boat when you get it out to the 100 feet or whatever mark where that board came from. You just click it, and it'll just walk right back in line.
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to mess with any other boards.
Right. Do you use any of the church of the weights, the yes. clip-on weights?
Yeah. You just clip them yeah. on. You don't take them off. If uh-huh. you're fishing and, you know, it's I don't do it very much, but I have got out there and wanted to go faster or something, and I'd put more weight on, and it's just got a clip on it, and you just take them off, put them right on there.
Pretty easy.
Very easy.
Let's break down the big three lakes. How's that? Let's break them down. Hot part of the summer, tell us where you're going to be fishing, and tell us what ramp you would go out of. That way, in case some people are coming down to go fishing, they give them an idea. Let's just start with Sardis. We're in Sardis. If you're fishing Sardis in the summer,
I'd just go to the dam. I'd just go to the dam, and I'd put in either one of those two ramps on either side.
What's the name of them?
You got Engineer Point or Beach Point.
Okay.
And you take off, just run up there, just get away from the boat ramps, and just drop your poles in and go east. The whole ideal is just to cover water.
Right.
It's not, those fish are suspended, and they're just out there in the lake, and you just head out and stay away from the crowds, stay away from the people,
right,
and cover water, and that's the name of the game.
Okay, now we're up to Enid. Where would you put in, and the name of the boat ramps that are close by there if they were to put in?
McGurdy's a good ramp there to dam, and it's the same way.
Right.
I usually fish the south side of that. If I was going to put in there, I'd probably go to the south side of the lake there and just go east. Or if I was going to fish the north side of the lake, I'd go up a couple of miles and drop them in and go east.
All right.
But when you get to the woods, anytime you get to the woods, if you're pulling boards, it's time to turn around.
Okay, that's a good tip. That's a great tip.
So you just got to go
head east.
When you're pulling, just head east, and all these lakes, same way Grenada, just go there and get out in the big open water. You're fishing suspended fish. You don't fish like this in timber. You want open water flats.
Right.
Find you some 15-foot or better water, get out in it.
Let's talk about the fish getting spooky, because after a while, these fish get used to these boats are all out there trolling crankbaits, and they get spooky. And I know that the year that Mitch won with the guys he was fishing with, they said their boards were so far out that they had put beakers on them so they could – so
I've never fished any that far out, but I fished them long ways. But that's one thing good about these boards is, the fish don't know that you're there. You know, once you get, you know, if you drop that board 100 feet on your line counter, it's right. probably 50 feet away from the boat. It'll fall back, right. you know. And, then, uh-huh. and so, you know, I fished them 200, 250 feet. So you're wow. getting a pretty good ways. I have done that. But the further you get, the harder it is to recognize a bite sometimes, uh-huh. You know. So, and I guide, and when you get a lot going on, like you right. do sometimes with these crankbaits, you can miss bites, you know, and the next right. thing, you know. So anyway, you just have to do the best you can, you know what I mean? Right. But I love another thing that I think is great is running a jig. It's important to run a jig above a crankbait because lots of times they love that jig. And there's other times they don't have anything to do with it. And all right. they want is that crankbait. And Pico makes a great crankbait. Down here, any of these lakes have something on, it's got pink.
Right.
Pink's a good color. If it's dark day, cloudy, go dark, go black. Go black with pink tail or black with a yellow tail or a that pink splatter's got a black uh-huh. back.
Yeah.
And all anything black on the dark day here lately this year has been really good.
They get like the crappie down here get like in all focused on one color, don't they?
Yes.
Like you just, and if you put one on, how many are you going to put on the same color once you find out they're biting? Everyone you have
all
in,
I got
the
in the box. yeah. Me, last year, and when the sun comes out down here, it's muddy, dark. This water down here is so much darker than, you know, North yeah, Fork, Beaver, all uh-huh. these places. You got Clearwater Lakes. These down here, they're in pretty good shape right now. But when that sun comes out, you put carnival colors on her is what I call them. Anything, a killer bee.
Uh-huh.
I've had 10 killer bees on one time.
Killer bees hot?
Hot. Yep. Anything.
It seems to cycle through, you guys. All of a sudden, one of you guys start catching them on it, it's like everyone wants that same color, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
but Pico's got some good colors. They've got some different cranks. It's got two or three or four different colors on it.
Yes.
And if it's hitting pink, if you can find another crank bait's got some pink on it or some yellow, orange. If they're hitting the yellow, whatever, you know. And earlier in the year, crawfish. If I could find something that yeah. resembled a crawfish, you know, it was that brownish was color. They was hitting that. So you know, you've got to not fall in love with something. You've got to be willing to change. You know, if you've got 16 poles out like we do, it's, and you go 15, 20 minutes, you ain't caught a fish. It's time to do something, you know, because there's too many baits out there not to catch a fish. If you're going a mile and a half, you know, you done traveled quite a ways. There's a lot of fish that done seen those baits. There's something there that they're not really wanting. So it's time to start changing things up.
Yep. If you could give them a tip for fishing, for power fishing and pulling crankbaits, what would you tell them to do? What would help them catch more fish?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? Well, I just believe, trust your electronics. Look at if you've got any kind of depth finder, if you've got any kind of graph, if it says those fish is at 12 feet, don't fish for 20 feet deep. Or don't key into where they're at. Because now, first thing in the mornings, here lately especially, you know, I'll start out like 6-7 foot deep.
Right.
But as that sun gets higher, those fish go deeper. And by the time I come in, I may be fishing 12, 15 foot deep. So trust your electronics. Keep your eye on it. As the day progresses, as those fish move, you've got to move with them. If you've been catching fish that morning and you quit catching fish, those fish is probably still there. You just got to get where they're at. They've moved away from where your depth's at. You just got to go to them. Yeah. They'll start biting again.
All right. Well, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time, sponsored by Pico Lures. Of course, Pico Lures makes a complete line of baits that you can jig heads, you can catch stripers or bass or walleye, anything like that. And of course, they make deep diving crankbaits. Comes in 42 colors. They have 15 colors in a square bill, so you can find something in some sort of color, and usually a couple patterns that have that color or have that pink to it. So you can put different colors until you focus and find the color they want that day. It's also we're also sponsored by B&M Poles. Of course, use B&M Poles,
yes, big
20-footers, and then also the gunners, which work great for planer boards. And so, of course, you can check them out. They got poles for everything, but if you're pulling crankbaits, those are some really, really good rods to use. And also, if you're power fishing up front, the power trollers are perfect for that.
Or if you like live scoping, they've got, diamond. They got a lot of good poles, you know. Yeah.
So you can check them out. If they want to find out more, Ronald, and they want to get hold of you and go on a guide trip.
Just get on Facebook. If you want to see my website, Holt's Crappie Guide Service. And it's got my phone number and contacts there. And I love taking kids. I love taking older people. I can take 4 or 5 people at a time. So we have good times.
All right. There you go. There you have it. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hooks sharp and your lures in the water.